So I'll do Tehillim, the 61st chapter.
Samech Aleph. Lamnatzeyach al neginat David. So what's neginat? So neginat is a cleaning one. Neginat was some instrument they used to play in Bet HaMikdash. Shim'a Elohim rinatihi hakshiva tefilati. Shim'a, so the word lishmoa has multiple meanings. Lishmoa could mean to physically hear. Lishmoa could mean to understand. Lishmoa could mean to obey, to accept. So here, the Targum translates it as kabel Hashem. Hashem shall accept his tefillah, his rina. Hakshiva, Hashem should listen tefillati to his prayer. And here there's a very interesting Malbim. The Malbim explains that there's rinun and kin'a, he's going to discuss shmi'a. The Malbim explains like this. He says, when he begins, so he, when things are bad, so then he is mekonen, he weeps. And about that, he says, Shima Hashem rinati, like vatavor rina b'machane. And the second part, where he's going to be mitpalel, when he's successful, so about that, he said ha'azina. So that's why he has two lishonot, Shima and ha'azina. So Shima, he begins, the primary thing is, the rina, which is like kina, which is a rina could mean a song, rina could mean a weeping. So yeah, vatavor rina b'machane, like when Achav was killed. So it says vatavor rina b'machane, the weeping passed through everyone over the fact that Achav was killed. So could be, one second. So, in response to your question, why it's called Rina, one root, so I opened up the Machberet Menachem. Yeah? Menachem ben Saruk wrote a grammatical work. He preceded Rashi. And over here, he writes the following. He says, Reish Nun is divided into two understandings, and they both have the same yisod. Pitzchu rina is to burst forth in song. Vetaron leshon ilem, harninu goyim amo, teranena sefatai. Those are all a term rina is song. And then we find in Eicha, kumi roni balaila, get up and weep in the night. Vayavor harina b'machane. Vayar kol ha'am vayaronu, says in the Torah. So there he says even that, vayar kol ha'am vayaronu, which could have multiple meanings, he says that's a term of weeping. So rina could mean weeping. Mikzei ha'aretz, ilecha ekra, ba'atof libi, betzur yarum mimeni, tancheini. Hashem, when I'm at the edge of the land, and it seems that there's no one around to help me, I'm alone. Mikzei ha'aretz, Rashi says, even though I'm distant from my men, and I'm alone fighting the enemy, Eilecha ekra, I call to you, ba'atof libi, when I feel my heart folding over on itself, and ba'atof is always a term of folding over in weakness, when like be'atef olel ve'yonek v'chovot kriya, it says in Eicha. When the youth were bent over in hunger throughout the streets during the siege over Jerusalem. So, ba'atof libi, David the Melech uses this term in other places in Tehillim, when my heart is bent over and I feel like it's all over, I'm all alone, elecha ikra, I call to you, betzur yarum mimeni, when I see a rock that's overpowering me. Bitzul, when there's a rock, yarum mimeni, that's stronger, that seems to be towering over me, tancheini, you Hashem, guide me. Ki hayita machse li, for you're my coverage. So I'm not alone. You know the story in the Yerushalmi, right? About the child who was on a ship. You're familiar with the story? Right. Okay. Ki hayita machse li. Yeah, so that's what David's saying. Ki ayita machseli, you're my coverage. Migdal oz, you're my tower of strength. Mipnei oyev, from before the enemy. Agura ve'olcha olamim. And I know that I can always rely on your tent, that that's a place where I'll be able to live. Agura, I will be able to live. Be'olcha, in your tent, olamim, forever. And here, one understanding is that David HaMelech is saying this about the fact that he has confidence in that. The other understanding is that it's a prayer. David HaMelech is saying, give me the merit that in this world and in the world to come, I'll merit to be in your tent. That I'll have the strength to maintain the emunah, and I will live in your tent in this world and the world to come. And I will hide in under your wings, selah, almost always a can be understood as forever, even though the Mepharshim don't like that grammatically, but that does seem to be the connotation. So this is the same concept. It says, either as confidence or as a prayer, that he will be with Hashem. Ki ata Elohim, shamata lindavai, natata yerushat, yirei shemecha. Because forever you have listened to my vows, when I've been opposite the enemy, so I took on vows, and you accepted, and you helped me out. And natata yerushat, and so you gave the enemy territory as an inheritance, yirei shemecha, to the Jewish people who fear your name. That's one understanding, and there's another understanding that says Natata Yerushat, so you gave back the inheritance, Yirei Shemecha, to the Jewish people who fear your name. That here David Melech is talking about when he had to recapture Israeli territory. Yamim al Yemei Melech Tosif Shenotav Kemodor Vador. He says, maybe I'm meant to die now. Maybe I don't have the up in heaven, maybe it's not written that I'll live a long life. So add years to my life. Give me the potential to live out my life, shnotav k'modo vado, that I should live 70 years like generations. David HaMelech technically should have died early. You're familiar with the Medrash about Adam HaRishon? That Adam HaRishon foresaw that David was supposed to die the year he was born. So he said, how, what? So there's a book called, there's a book in which Hashem writes the leaders of each generation. And certain people were shown that book. Moshe, the Jewish people in the desert, says in the time of Rebbe and Rabbi Natan, they saw it. Adam HaRishon was shown that book. And then he saw David HaMelech, the first king of Israel, was supposed to die the year he was born. So he said, how could that be? So God said, well, what do you want me to do? So he said, so take 70 years off of my life. So that's why Adam HaRishon only lived 930 years. He should have lived 1,000 years. God said, the day you eat from the fruit, you'll die. And it says that a day in God's book is 1,000 years. So why didn't he live 1,000 years? So the Medrash says he gave 70 years to David. And here again, there are multiple understandings who he's talking about. Is he talking about himself, or is he talking about the Melech HaMashiach? Yeshev Olam Lifnei Elohim. The king should always be before Hashem. It's a consistent challenge. That's why the king has a special mitzvah to write a second Sefer Torah that should be with him always. And he davens, he shouldn't have to go to Chutz Laaretz. He should stay in Eretz Yisrael. Yeshev Olam Lifnei Elokim. He should merit to be for eternity before Hashem. Chesed Ve'emet Man Yinzeruhu. the chesed of Hashem and the fact that Hashem keeps His promises should be maintained. Hashem should protect him so he doesn't have to fight the wars in order to have those fulfilled with him. Sometimes Hashem's kindness can only come through wars. Sometimes Hashem's truth can only come through wars. And David is davening that that should not be the case. He says, let me have it easy. Let me attain your chesed and your emet without having to go to war. Man, Hashem, over here, the word man could mean like vayaman in Sefer Yonah. Prepare it, Hashem. Yintzeru, let it be watched and don't let me be in a situation where I have to fight to maintain your promises. Keina zamera shimcha la'ad l'shalemi nidarai yom yom. And just as you will do good for me, so too I will sing before you for eternity, Hashem. L'shalemi nidarai yom yom, and I'll pay up my end of the deal, my vows, day to day, as you make it good for me. Just like when I win the war, I will sing. I won't stop singing afterwards. I'll continue singing and paying my vows yom yom. You know, sometimes people only remember God the moment of. David is promising I'll maintain it afterwards as well. So what do we see? David said in this perek, David began by describing that this was sung as Neginat le David, either a song of David's, or this was a song that was sung with the instrument called Neginat. He says, Hashem, listen when I cry, listen when I pray in thanks. When I'm all alone, when I'm at the edge of the earth, I call to you as my heart bends over. When I feel like I'm facing a towering rock, I know you will guide me, because you're my coverage, you're my tower before the enemy. And so Hashem, let me remain before you. Give me longevity, and I should be before you without having to fight for that right. And when you help me get out of this situation, so I will continue singing before you.